because it's so short, and we do not have time to think which door way it
is. No, that's true. Yeah.
But yeah. Since it has to be through mind, through sense thought, otherwise the rupa cannot appear.
Would you like to know the theory, Dr. Jack? You like to know the theory, I think.
Oh, yeah. The you understand it is useful.
Right. Well, that's what I mean.
Because you see that everyone knows that the kusala jnana sampayutta, kusala with panya, can arise through sense thought, not only mind. So when and how? See, without awareness, how can there be the right understanding of rupa of that degree? Any question about this?
No, I actually missed your last comment. Could you repeat it?
But without the right understanding of vipassana jnana through mind, it's impossible to have the understanding, the precise understanding of rupa as rupa. When it's vipassana jnana can understand the characteristic of rupa and nama as nama too. Yeah. So they all go together. But the vipassana jnana must be through mind. So the other dhavi can have the kusala with panya through sense dhavi. Because you see that they have to conform both here and there. Like kusala with panya can arise through the sense dhavi or not. If it can, then when and how? Otherwise, it seems like it can never arise at all through sense thought.
Stupid question, maybe. But this happens one after the other, right? Okay. So the sense door arises, nama, chitta, nama and rupa, and then falls away, and then the mind door
follows as the bhavanga.
But you say it experiences the rupa?
Yeah.
But it's gone.
See, but it's there.
Well, wait a minute.
It's gone, but it's there. Uh-huh. Because the rupa does not arise just one doorway. Many, many, many all the time. Mm-hmm. So now, can we have precise understanding which Dhavi right now? Mind or sense Dhavi?
No.
See? But the development of understanding from the very beginning, one cannot understand the distinction between the two, mind or process and sense Dhavi process. But there can be the development to understand the characteristic of nama as not me, and rupa as not me or mine. Because usually there is seeing, then there is ignorance about it. Right? But panya and awareness can arise after seeing or other reality, not thinking about concept. Instead of thinking about concept, right awareness is there, very naturally. And there can be the development of understanding little by little. No time to think about which doorway. So, as one knows that after the sense door process has fallen away, and then mind door process must have the same object. The same, but not the one, but the same. See? It cannot be the one, but it can be the same.
I think you need to... Can you explain?
Right now. Yeah. It's exactly like this moment. Anything must be like this moment that panya can understand it. So you see that at the moment when it's nama, rupa, paricheta, jnana, no idea about which doorway. because rupa appears and the nama appears and the characteristic tattu showed up as nobody, no one at all. So one does have to go back to think which one, see, it's impossible. It's like two sheets of papers, and when you drop very thin paper, and when you drop water, a drop of water, it goes through the second one instantly. Can you stop it? Can you help it not to do, to be like that? It has to be like that. That's why Buddha told us about there must be mind of process after the sense of process, even there are pavangas in between, how fast it is. So it's not our thinking whether, oh, that is what process, or whether it's that one or which one. But the object must be exactly the same as a sense of process.
I used to have this big question in my mind about when I listen to the tape, right? Dhamma tape, for example, this particular one, this particular day, and you listen over and over.
Just breathing, there can be lots of doubt. How can it be? But it's like this moment, and panya begins to grow. And it can become sharper and sharper, keener and keener. The first vipassanayana cannot eradicate the idea of self because it's just the first showing up of tattu, element, as element. No one there, only the faculty of experiencing the manimsi. One can understand what is manimsi. Even there is nothing at all, there is the citta which knows. No shape, no form, no world. And when it's vipassanayana, it's right understanding of realities at that moment as tattu. Each one appears one by one. But the panya does not grow enough to discern the arising and falling away, because it just happened to understand that this is all tattu. Even one arises and falls away, and the other one arises and falls away in succession.
It's also a question that comes through the list, and the question is, when a rupa appears through the sense door, the panchadwara, and then immediately afterward it also appears, after the kuanga, it appears in the manodwara mithi. The question is, since the rupa has already fallen in the way by the time manodwara mithi has arisen, so how could the manodwara mithi basically cognize the paramattha dhamma?
Yeah, same question.
Maybe we don't understand what it means to fall away, or something. There's something that.
Let's ask the question another way. At that moment, the mind or process, is it true to say that the object is a concept, or is the object a reality, or is it something that's neither a concept nor a reality?
When we talk about, we have to understand this, that whenever paramattha dhamma is not the object, it must be concept, which is the object. Let me make this first. But when there is no concept, just the characteristic of reality appears, succeeded, because there is not only one process and then completely gone right now. So it must be like this. When we do not think about reading or intellectual understanding, anyone who came to the Buddha and he taught about seeing and hearing, there was awareness for the person who went to see him and develop understanding naturally. No doorway pointed by Buddha, but that person could become enlightened. So it's not a matter of trying to be like Buddha, who showed us the details of everything, because now who knows that there is mind of process, followed the sense of process, because mind of process does not appear at all. But when it's the Vipassana Jnana, mind process shows up. And exactly the same object like this, but there is no body, only the tattoo. So that tattoo experience object like this. No separation between the sense door and the mind door by thinking at all. It just experience. So for your question, when we talk about concept, if there is the characteristic succeeds just suddenly, instantly, and it is the characteristic of Paramada Dhamma, it's said that it is Paramada Dhamma, and it is also present too, because it's not the thought about Paramada Dhamma, but it's the moment when Paramada Dhamma succeeds, the appearance between, from sense door to mind door. And now, by studying, one knows that the rupa which has arisen has fallen away instantly, so there must be the new one all the time. But we cannot know which one is the object of awareness, but the characteristic of it appear. So it can be this one or that one or what ones.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So what you have just said is that what you have just said is that the characteristic of the Paramada Dhamma that appears on the mind door will be the same as the sense door,
right.
But it may not be the same.
Because that must be fallen away completely.
Yes, it's not the actual characteristic of the Paramada Dhamma that appears to the mind door.
Of the new rupa?
The preceding one.
Of the preceding one.
So it's being aware of the characteristic, because
yeah.
The other one is
gone. Yeah.
And so the question that comes next, like,
mm-hmm.
Okay, this has been explained that,
mm-hmm.
Okay, that the Manotvara only recognizes the characteristic of the Brahma,
mm-hmm.
Dhamma, even though the Dhamma has already fallen away. The question is, how does the characteristic get carried over from the previous moment to the next moment?
Because you see that not only one rupa appears now, many rupas, many moments of citta, and there is no understanding of the characteristic of nama and rupa at all. So there can be awareness and understanding of rupa, which we do not have to count or to try to separate which and which, see? But there can be the development until panya grow and experience and then grow and keener, see? Can you say that this moment of seeing, there is not reality, there is concept in between? At this moment of seeing, visible object is appearing.
Yes, there's always visible object and moment of thinking about the object.
But before thinking moment, let's say at this moment, is there any concept in between visible object now?
If you're saying when there are successive moments of seeing, before the thinking comes in, would it be right to say there is concept in between the moments?
I suppose, because like the moment, if from the intellectual's understanding, if the moment is so short, then like if you only see like the rupa for one moment, you probably won't see very much. So it seems that there would be repeated
process.
Is
it possible to understand one moment?
No.
So develop the understanding of the difference between nama and rupa in order to get rid of the doubts about nama and rupa.
So the answer is see it for yourself.
Right.
Is there any similarity in this between this situation and the nimitta, in the what they talk about in the samatha, you know, where the actual object is replaced by a nimitta? So
nimitta is concept.
It's concept.
Because it's not reality like this moment.
Right. is there some reference to a shadow?
The shadow, like a shadow of reality, the concept.
So when the reality drops away, sometimes you still have a slight vision of a where it was. I don't know if that's...
It's not a matter of thinking about concept.
No.
It's a matter of understanding reality of this moment, whether it's like this or not. That's why the Buddha told us all he had experienced. But what about one's own understanding or ability to understand it? When there is no precise understanding of nama and rupa yet, what is the function or responsibility or duty for us to do? Developing understanding to understand reality that can be understood. No thinking about the doorways, because the doorway, the rupa, does not appear. But now, whisper object is appearing and seeing things. Yeah.
When one studies the Abhidhamma at some detailed level, eventually one reaches a point that says, okay, you know, that this can be known, especially at the beginning level. So and all the doubt can't be answered by the book, since the book doesn't go into such explicit deep. This may be known in the future.
For me, when I read Tipitaka, I know whether now can I understand that or not. And I don't try to think it over, because I know that it's impossible to understand the details, like the doorway and the pavanga in between and manodvara, vajra, and so forth. But I can develop understanding of reality at this moment, and the understanding of what Sati Sampajanya is different from thinking about Sati Sampajanya.
When I hear that, and I know, because I've heard this conversation before, I always have question, okay, then at that point do we go on and study like all the different details at all, or we only...
When one study the details, one knows who knows, who told us about this.
Okay.
Sama Samputo and the Arahata. And we just begin to open the light, just very dim, to really understand realities as they understood. So it's not their knowledge, not our knowledge yet, or the Arahata's knowledge. They talk about everything in details about Vajra and so on. But by studying even the characteristic of nama and rupa, does one really understand or have vipassanayana about this beginning step, the difference between nama and rupa? So we read on and on to see the anattaness of all realities, but it doesn't mean that we have ability to understand everything in the book.
So we study the details not to really focus or understand. I'm sorry.
Not really to concentrate or to think over the things there to be one's own knowledge. But one knows that it's the other's knowledge. And what is our own knowledge that can develop to what degree?
One has to recognize one's own ability.
For example, Patsa Jetasika. Who would like to know? Who would like to experience?
What is that? I have no one.
See?
To know Patsa. Oh.
Okay. Patsa Jetasika. Now, it arises all the time. So is it our ability to know or to experience contact?
So in other words, all these details of Abhidhamma that we study, isn't to study to know that this is the knowledge of Arahata, not us.
Sama Samputu and Arahata.
So this is just like basically a concept. the story of Dharma.
No, by studying, we cannot say that there is no pasa arising right now.
Exactly.
See? But is it our own knowledge? Have we directly experienced the pasa jetasika? See? So.
So when you say one should know oneself, you mean we know what we understand?
Whether directly. What one can know or directly experience. Yeah.
So also, if one, you know, everybody's different accumulations, so one might study like mad, know the whole thing, or even teaching every role from until they die, but it doesn't mean they can understand the moment, right?
People today are not like people in the Buddhist time.
Mm-hmm.
And the teaching is almost dying.
So the most beneficial to us all here is to study
to understand that what can we understand? Can we develop the understanding of the difference of nama and rupa? This is the very beginning. Otherwise, we'll think a lot.
I know
within this group itself, we actually have distinct opinions about what should be studied.
Mm. What is the purpose of studying?
That's right.
To understand reality or just to read more? Just reading and reading without any understanding.
Go
ahead. Yes. Are we now reading something?
No.
No?
Really?
No?
Right now?
Right now. Are we not reading something?
Similar to reading. Because if we're here listening, it's the same as reading.
Oh,
so studying.
When you read, you think of the alphabet and bars.
Right.
But now, there is a moment of reading, visible object too, as tall, as Beverly. See? Different lines. So it's not just reading that. But reading all the time. Because there are shapes and lines for us to read.
Yes. So conversely, the moment of reading that is a similar experience to the moment of reading
that
in reality.
Yeah.
But the purpose is different in the two situations. So does that affect
the purpose is to understand seeing. And then understanding what is seen.
Right. In either case.
Yeah.
So the purpose is not different.
But that is.
What level are we talking
about? But that is intellectual when we read something. But now, when there is understanding, that this moment is also like reading. Because there is also a line, two lines, three lines, shape and form. Like this shape and form. And it brings the idea of something like story, and this also a story. So when there is the understanding of Paramattha Dharma, it can apply to any doorway and any moment. Watching TV, and reading, or just sit and look.
How about
the same.
When there's really strong vilesa? Strong dosa, strong
Israel. Loba? It's real, Dhamma, it's Dhamma.
Is it still as possible at those moments?
Possible, for what?
As possible as at moments when there is not strong vilesa.
When there is no understanding, it's
not possible.
Mm-hmm. But when it's understanding, no matter what
it is. Maybe that when you have strong moments of sekulesa.
But the question is, can it be understood?
Yes.
It's one's own ignorance which thinks whether this can be known or not.
Yeah.
But actually, panya can know everything. And some would say that when it's strong kilesa, it's impossible to be aware of. What about when it's not strong? when we talk about the difference between citta and cetasika, theoretically, one knows that they are different. But when the characteristic of citta does not appear to vipassana jnana yet, it's only the awareness of a reality which panya begins to develop to know that its characteristic of experiencing an object, no matter it is lobha or citta or dosa, right? And when there is awareness of some cetasika, like dosa or unpleasant feeling, the pain, see? The idea of it's my pain, even pain has only one characteristic, unpleasant bodily feeling, but it's still me. And there can be the thinking that pain is not mine. It's just a reality. But pain arises and falls away while they're thinking about it. So does it really mean that one knows about nama and rupa? Even the pain is there, exactly the same as when there is thinking or no thinking about it. So in order to know that pain is a reality, which is nama, is the development of any kind of dharma until vipassana jnana arises.
Otherwise there's the idea of me.
Yeah.
Is there at a, even if it's not apparent.
Everyone knows pain, but yes, it's my pain.
Yes.
Until it's just a reality.
But I mean, I suppose this is my wrong view, but I would have thought that it was possible to know something about the characteristic of pain, even though it's my pain, because after all, when it's very apparent, this is, as I said, just my way of thinking, but that's how it seems to me.
If it's strong and apparent, then there is no me,
yeah,
it's vipassana jnana. But when there is no understanding developed to that degree, even that moment is pain, it's deeply rooted, me, mine. Until the development of right understanding of nama and rupa develops.